Hargy, Hargy, I declare myself pickled pink about...
Yo, Dave, what's my baddest giggle?
Dave and Giggles, it's not trash.
I think you just became my personal hero.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Ah, fuck it, dude. Let's go bowling.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Shut up! Shut!
Well, I'm going to hell.
I got my hair out. I got my muscles out. Giggles going all out.
Hijo de puta.
Son of a bitch. How you doing?
I'm good. What's going on?
Oh my gosh. Big show tonight.
How big?
So big. It's our first Monday. First Monday night show.
First Monday show.
In
a
while.
Did we do last week Monday? What did we do last week?
Sunday.
We did this on Sunday?
I think we did.
No, I think we did one Monday.
Well, anyways.
Doesn't matter.
Dave and Giggles, live at you.
Live at you.
If you're listening right now and you're sitting there,
yeah.
We want to thank you because we feel like you're a loyal listener.
Loyal.
And if you got something to say, if you want to call in, give us a call. It's 646-915-9228. Sometimes people are calling. They're like, well, I don't – what do you want me to talk about? And we're like, no, just talk.
Just talk. Just say talk hello. Just say hello. I know you're sitting there. You're listening and you're going, I don't have anything to talk about. I'm a little too timid.
Mm-hmm.
All we want you to do is say, hey, I'm listening. Good show. Hang up.
Real good show.
You got
show.
People talking.
People
telling
are blasting.
You.
I'm blasting, blasting this show. It was a good show.
It was, it was a good show.
It was a good show. It was only 2 minutes in.
Not even. What are you doing?
Oh,
what's going on?
Oh, my gosh. I'm football crazy right
but
now.
But you hate football. This is what I don't understand about you.
I love football.
What do you love about football?
I love, like, when it's a close game.
Then how come when I talk about football last year, about, like, all this stuff, you were like, oh, football talk again?
Yeah, well, because you guys are all in that fantasy league. I don't like it enough to, like, follow
it. Let's do a Dave and Giggles fantasy league next year.
Sure. I'm in.
You want to do one?
All right. Everybody's talking about this guy.
Right.
What do you think about Tebow? You saw that pass. You saw, like, him, like, talk about pressure. Talk
pressure.
About him, like... talking to his maker and being like, listen, I got to make this. I got to do this. Well, you know, he's talking to him. Tebow's got like a direct line to God.
See, so does everybody else. I mean, this is what I don't understand about Tebow is why, as an American nation, do we need a corn-fed white boy to pray to God? And then we're all like, oh, this guy's the best. This guy's the best. Every week we see black players praying to God,
right.
But that doesn't mean anything to us.
But
we need a white boy to do
but
it.
But they're not black quarterbacks.
So
you know
we
what
need
I'm
a quarterback,
he's the quarterback
who's white.
Who got the Heisman twice, right?
No, he didn't.
No, once. But he got the Heisman. All right, so anyway.
I don't think he got the Heisman.
See, I should probably not say these football facts.
He didn't get the Heisman.
But, he was down and out, and then he's out there for the
Did you see, what was it, when he was – he played for your boys, right?
The Gators, right? Gators.
Did you see when he was going for the championship that year?
We lost it.
And
he
lost.
We
he
did.
Was crying on the sidelines.
He was.
That's why I can't stand him. If he loses, he'll start crying. Oh, God. But the one thing I do love about him is that I love to root against him.
Really?
I love to root against the boy just because he's just so hateable to me.
All right. Well, I think he's all right. I think he's.
You love him. You either love him or hate him. That's the thing that's really funny about him is that you either like, you know, he's a really good guy. Down to earth. We got people blasting us.
Do you think? But here's the thing. Do you think you can handle that pressure?
What pressure?
As a quarterback?
As a quarterback?
You would fold like a cheap lawn chair if you,
you
had
think,
that.
You think you would fold like a cheap lawn chair?
I would definitely. I was looking at the kickers. I love the editing during these football games when they're showing the shots of the kickers who are about – they're just like – they're freaking out and they're doing their little –
They're good shooters.
They're good shooters. We'll get into that in a little bit.
Will we?
But these guys,
right.
You know, and they have the whole – the pressure is on for these guys and like – you have
you're all jammed up about
I'm
this.
Jammed up. I was so jammed up. I was yelling.
Yeah.
You know when they got that touchdown. Was...
I must say though that like typically the guy cannot throw a football. Like beyond anything else, he cannot throw a football.
He's not the best.
Last
passer.
Night he was like his average passing per pass was 31 yards per pass, which is ridiculous. Like obviously Jesus is on his side.
Yeah.
Baby Jesus is on that man's side. Better or worse. But also, Pittsburgh Steelers were in like they had nothing yesterday.
All right, let's talk on. Let's move on. Matt Flynn for the
who's Matt Flynn
for the Packers, the second string quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, who filled in for Aaron Rodgers and threw like a franchise record.
Shit. It happened a couple times.
How about
times
that football knowledge, huh?
Look at you coming out strong.
That was good. Listen, I have a direct line.
We know who Aaron Rodgers was, the backup for Brett Favre.
Oh, okay.
He learned from Brett Favre, and he was their backup, and then he went in, he blew up. For something about Minnesota, all around, Minnesota is like just like a workhorse.
Is it Green Bay and Wisconsin?
Yeah, that whole area. That whole area. It's just a workhorse for, like, you know, these players to come in, do great things, and then move on.
I'd say I might be saying that I know more about football than you do.
Yeah, you think
so? I threw out, like, two big football facts, and I think that's it.
Because you were researching it right before. What do we got going on the Facebook?
Let me look.
Yeah, let me see what we got going on Facebook. People are bombing us nonstop. Hey, you. Yeah, we got that. And we got a... whoa. Right, yeah. Just tell her to give a call in. Just write it. Write in. Say call in. You're just taking the opportunity to write more. Control V. Paste that shit control up. V. Oh, man. It was quite a week. But you're really into football now. So what else did you want to say about football?
I wish we could solve the world's problems with football. It's almost like football is like nice war. You know, you might get a spinal injury. You might get like a broken ACL or torn ACL.
There was this week for, I think it was some college team. I was looking at it today. This college kid running back for some team. He was running. He ran up an alley and some guy like hit him.
Yeah.
And when he fell, his leg went the other way. Totally broke it. And the guy got up and saw that the guy's leg was broken. He took off his helmet and just went to his knees and went, "Oh, what have I done?
Well, they've outlawed like the head-on-head hits, right?
Sure.
That's the new thing now. You can't
head-on-head.
They say all these, they've been doing all this research with these football players. They have these concussions, like the same ones as boxers.
Totally.
You know, you get hit in the head that much. Yeah. You know, is it worth the millions?
Well, also, a study just came out that said I think it was 73% of pro football players end up within like 20 years after being out of football broke.
Mm. Unless you're John Elway or
owns the Broncos.
Oh, he does.
So you don't know anything about football, and you know who he hates.
Tebow.
He can't stand Tebow.
No,
He came out and said he is not a franchise player. We should not put stock in him. Like, he's just to fill the void.
I think people love to hate Christians, though. That's like, you know,
is.
Like,
it's true.
You never see anybody making fun of Hindus or, you know, Buddhists or anything like that. Well, it's
fun to make fun of the majority.
Really?
Like, look at white boys or men even, you know, like you watch any commercial and on right now. Who is the most targeted person to make fun of?
White nerds?
White guys. You look at it like husbands, like white husbands. Oh, they don't know how to cook. Ugh. They don't know how to take care of kids. They don't know how to shop. They don't know how to do anything.
Yeah. Well, they gear the ads towards females.
Sure. They're the ones doing the buying.
It's true. They're doing all the buying. You know.
Like, who? Your underwear. Who buys it?
Me.
Shit. Oh, that's because it's girls' underwear that you steal.
Shit. I don't steal
it. Are you keeping track?
I'm keeping track of the callers. There's no callers right now.
No callers right now.
But if you want to call in, call. We'll talk about football.
We didn't even say the number. What's the number?
646-915-9228. We know you're listening, and I think we actually think that the calling system is a little bit better. We know we always futz with it. We try different phones, but I think it's going to sound really good.
Sound great,
and the delay might only be like a half a second.
Sure,
yeah,
it's going to be great.
It's going to be so really good. So listen, big news.
You got big news?
Jay-Z, Beyonce.
That's big news to you.
It's big news.
What do you do during the day? Just sit around and go, oh, Jay-Z. Click on that. Hey, Kat, where are you? Come in and sit on my lap. Keep me warm.
Basically.
I am impressed, though. No pictures of the cat as of recently.
Well, just one. I did one.
You did one? You didn't tag me in it.
I didn't tag you?
I don't think so, because I didn't get anything.
He's been a little standoffish lately.
What happened?
I don't know. He's like, he always goes over to Mrs. Giggles, you know?
Well,
I mean, it's her cat.
It's her cat.
But I clean the
litter.
But
you've adopted this thing.
I've adopted it.
You clean out the litter.
I clean out the litter.
You
feed
him.
I feed it. I change his water. I give him catnip.
You give him catnip.
I give him catnip a lot.
So you're getting him high all day.
Getting him high
all day. So you're sitting back here getting him high.
Getting him high. But you know what? He's a good guy. I feel like he's just getting a little distant.
A little distant?
A little distant.
That's too bad.
Yeah, but you know what? Better than a dog. I don't know. This is what gets me about people in this city with these dogs. They get these dogs and they keep them in their apartments all day.
Sure.
And they just want to have that sort of like, you know, the companionship.
Right.
But if you're a dog, you want to be outside. You want to run free. Sorry about that.
Scrap move. We'll talk about the rearview mirror in a minute.
Oh, God.
All right, go on.
So
you want to be outside. You want to
be outside.
Around.
I just don't feel it's fair for dogs to be in the city. People in the city shouldn't have. Well, you know, maybe
I agree with you 100%. I don't think there should be dogs in the city.
No.
Don't think there should be dogs in the city. What are you going to do?
It's like cages or wings. Which sure. do you prefer?
I also don't understand the people who have large dogs in the city. Like, I those little yapping little ones, like, at least they're small and they got a lot of room in the house. They can run around. But those big dogs, what the hell do they do?
No, they can't run. I feel like if in order to have a big dog or a dog in the city, you should retrospective, that's not the right word, a correct ratio of your body to a space and the dog to its space and be like, all right, well, you're going to stay within your living room for the whole day. See how you feel.
Or is that what you want to do? Well, that's what you do.
It's true.
Have you gone out this week?
I went to the city today.
You did? What did you do in the city?
We went in and we dropped off the ring to get fixed.
Oh, what did you do to the ring?
I didn't do anything to her engagement ring, which her grandmother passed down to her. Because she's worn it for 50 years. Needs a little bit of a...
Mrs. Giggles worn it for 50 years?
No, Mrs. Giggles cubed.
Cubed.
Mrs. Giggles. Grandma Giggles.
Grandma Giggles.
Wore it for 50 years, and it definitely, you know, had its wear
and
tear.
Did she give it to you?
She gave it to Julie.
She gave it to Julie. So she's the one who got down on the knee and said, will you marry my grandson?
Son of a bitch.
Shit. You look good, though.
Anyways, Beyonce and Jay-Z, they have their baby. But there's all this uproar because supposedly the security guards were blocking people. And, you know, she bought out the whole floor. But
of the hospital.
Of the sixth floor, the whole private birthing area. For
in
1.3.
Right?
No, at Lenox Hill Hospital.
Where's that?
It's on 53rd and 3rd. Somewhere around there. 63rd and 3rd. But 1.3 million, something like that. And I was talking with this lady.
They can get a wing for that much.
Well, I think that's what they got.
But for, like, you know, to build a wing and to have it in, you know, Jay-Z wing.
Yeah.
You know, Beyonce wing.
I was picking this lady's brain, and she said, you know what? If they want to pay $1.3 million for this, go let them, because how many times do people come into the hospital who don't have any insurance and we have to deliver their babies? And we don't get a dime for that. A little torn on that issue. I don't know this whole one, you know.
Are you torn about?
Well, if you don't have insurance, you can go into a hospital, you can have the baby, but you don't have to pay anything. But if you...
What's your torn?
Well, what about these people that are, you know, pissing and moaning about not having health insurance, but yet they have to pay, like, $5,000? Like, I feel like if you don't have any money, they don't charge you. But if you have a little bit of money, they're going to charge you.
Well, it's a middle class that's getting constantly
screwed.
Getting screwed.
We're
getting screwed. The big people, you know, they find the loopholes not to pay. The really poor people... Don't have to pay.
Don't have to pay at all.
You can't get blood from a stone.
Nope.
And then you, well, maybe not you so much, but certain people in the middle class end up paying through the nose.
What would you consider me? Like, low class?
Good question.
Middle class?
I would consider that you just upgraded after the wedding. For a while, you were low class.
Yeah.
Because I mean, you were getting the company off its feet.
Mm-hmm.
You were obviously spending more than you were earning. That's what happens in the first couple of years. Now you're probably low class.
Get this. Check this out. We got the joint checking account.
Oh,
she
man.
Won't give me the card.
I wouldn't give you a card either. That's hilarious.
I was like, oh, they came in the mail. She's like, yeah. I was like, oh.
And then she won't
give me.
That's hilarious.
It's probably smart.
Yeah.
Probably smart.
So what, you don't have any card?
I got nothing. I got my card.
What is that?
My checking.
From the old account?
Yeah.
You didn't cancel it?
No. Why would I cancel my old account?
So you put money in that
I got to have a little private money, a little private stash, just in case shit hits the fan, you know? You know what I'm talking about.
So you got, what do you put in that? How much do you, like, I'm not asking you dollars. I'm asking you percentage-wise, how much do you put in the account with her compared to the account?
I will let you know when I make some money.
So you don't put anything in anything.
Well, I got this plan. Man. I got a big plan.
You always have big plans, bro.
I want to do some, like...
I also want to find out what's the deal if you're still with the company with Deb, or is that done?
No, that's I signed the NDA, so I can't really discuss that.
Okay,
I'm
NDA.
not at liberty to discuss the agreements, and we're still making our coming to our terms.
Oh shit!
So I'm not a
all right, not at liberty yet. So go on, your big plan.
Big plan is
and call in 646-915-9228.
Tell us your big financial plan.
Big financial plan of 2012.
And if you have financial questions, that you want to ask Dave and Giggles, we're gonna let you know.
It won't be good advice.
It's not good advice. You probably should not.
We are not good with money. We are not good with plans. So I want to hear your
plan. All right. So my big plan. So you all have these I wouldn't call them shit jobs, but they're the jobs that you just don't like doing.
But you got to do.
You got to do them. You got to do the catering. You got to do the dressing up in mouse ears and going to New York.
Yeah, right, Did I tell you about this? Tell me about that.
All right. So really quick.
You talked about it a little bit, but that was the next day you were going out.
Oh, that's right. So Newark Penn Station, 6 a.m.
You had to go to Jersey.
Had to go to Jersey. Ugh. Well, no, I had to meet them in Manhattan. Mm-hmm. And then we took a bus out to Jersey.
Ugh.
And get this. This is a funny story. I'm in the back of the van. Uh-huh. It's 5:30 in the morning. I haven't slept. I was like, I can't sleep for 2 hours,
No.
So we're driving. This guy's driving. He's all tweaked out. And then the girl who's next to him is the navigator. And she's got the directions and she's got the GPS on her phone.
Jesus.
And we're taking the Holland Tunnel out to Newark. So she's staring at her GPS phone, looking at a little dot on the screen.
Uh-huh.
And the guy's like, okay, where's Canal Street? Where's Canal Street? And I didn't say anything, but I was like, I just want to watch this. But she's staring at the phone and missing the street. She's not looking outside. And I was like, duh. I didn't want to be a backseat driver. I'm not getting paid to give my travel advice. But long story short, we circle around for 15 minutes trying to get off the Holland Tunnel at 5:30 in the morning. It shouldn't take you that long.
No.
So cut to we're in Newark Penn Station.
You finally make it. To Newark.
Finally make it to Newark Penn Station. We're there, 6 in the morning, and it's kind of – handing out flyers. I was a flyer guy.
You were a flyer guy. Flyers. What were you handing out flyers for?
For Disney on Ice.
Disney on Ice.
I don't know if I'm not supposed to say –
Doesn't matter. You got paid, right?
They don't – no, I didn't. I got to send in my timesheet.
Shit.
So anyway, I was handing out –
then we'll find out where you put that in the bank.
It's true. So I'm handing out flyers for Disney on Ice, and
my
it's –
my old college roommate. Just went to that.
Really?
Maybe because of you.
Oh, because he's got a kid, though.
No, he doesn't have a kid. Oh. He's got a nephew or something.
Oh. Okay.
Go on.
All right. So anyways, Newark Penn Station, it's not like New York Penn Station. It's Newark Penn Station. It's a little bit seedier. if you could imagine.
You're a little tweaky.
I'm a little tweaky, right? I had a good nap before you came over.
I bet you did.
So all these people, thousands of people coming in from all over Jersey.
6 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning.
All over Jersey to come to Newark Penn Station, then to go into the city.
Shit.
So it's crazy. These people commute. And it's funny, the psyche of the flyer guy. You know how those people that kind of a little bit pushy?
Mm-hmm.
And I found a great technique that if you say good morning, and you're like, hey, good morning. Hey, Disney on Ice. Hey, how are you doing? Yeah, good morning. How are you? And you smile and you kind of give it to him
So you were that annoying guy.
I was that annoying guy with the mouse ears.
That's hilarious.
Handing out flyers.
You had mouse ears.
I had mouse ears.
How'd that feel? A little degrading.
Degrading. But you know what? I think it opened them up because they're like, oh, here's some guys in nice mouse ears.
How many people were around you? Like a ton? As far as your people?
My team?
Yeah.
We had about 8.
Oh, that's
so we all and I was high traffic. I think they were pretty impressed with me because as soon as a train
– You got a career looking at
it. I had a career. As soon as a train track would open up and everybody would rush there, I would get right there. And
bing,
I was
bang, boom. How many flyers you hand out? What was
ton,
your average?
Ton. A good foot tall stack of
foot
them.
Foot tall. That's good that you said a foot instead of just going
just going like – it's an audio visual show.
It's an
audio
visual show.
It's a performance. So anyways
– go on. You said that there's a funny story and I'm waiting for the funny.
For the –
You said, this is a funny story.
Yeah.
Go on.
I think that was it. The mouse ears and the...
Not that funny. But you did wear mouse ears, so that's kind of funny.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
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 What else?
Wow.
What else? Well, good show. We got to let this breathe a little bit, you know?
Yes, let it breathe.
Let's let it breathe.
What?
We're supposed to have a guest on tonight, Izzy.
What happened?
She went out of town, and she was supposed to be our guest. She's a bartender. And she was going to talk bar stories, but I think we're going to try to get her for next week because,
What so she just bailed on us.
She bailed. I don't know what happened. I think she might have had something family. We'll ask her next week.
All right.
But she's going to give us some bar stories. That's one story, one occupation I don't want to do.
Which one?
Bartending.
Why not?
Well, I think bartending for a club or somewhere where you can just sling in drinks is okay. But then when it's downtime and you just have to sit there and talk to these people and
what people like the
patrons, the bar that come in at like 3 p.m.
So you're talking about being like a bartender in the afternoon.
In the afternoon, you know, early evening, up until the rush.
So you're on that shift, the afternoon shift, where you're probably seeing about 10 people throughout the whole day. Yeah.
Or it could be an evening shift on a slow night, but you still got to be there just standing.
And they don't get boredom. Paid much. They just get mostly tips,
tips, yeah. And then you got to work till 4 a.m. and terrible. Good show. Really good, topics. Really, really deep topics. What do you got on the agenda? Anything? What's new with you?
What's new with me?
How's your living situation going? Let's talk a little bit about that.
The living situation?
Yeah. Can you call it that?
What are you saying?
I'm saying I look at your place, and there's no floor space because it's all trashed. It's all got gear and wires.
So within the past week or two, all of the wall in the bathroom fell.
Really?
That's been happening for a while. It's just been sitting there, hole in the wall for like 3 months.
Yeah.
Maybe four.
Right.
Right? So a big hole in the bathroom wall where water from the shower has been getting in there. I'm sure whatever is in there now is probably pretty nasty.
Scrap showers.
So we told the landlord. They didn't do anything for a really long time. Then the kitchen sink, you've been there. You know what this is like.
I hate that kitchen sink.
Kitchen sink backed up. Well, actually, it got to the it backed up, and Scrap went to try to, like, do something. And he noticed that there was, like, a little drip and a little hole in the pipe, that you know, like the U-pipe.
Yeah, yeah.
So he touched it, and it just collapsed and fell apart.
Oh, jeez.
So something happened with all that, and it got backed up, and it wouldn't drain.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever happened with that. So now we have no bathroom. No kitchen.
Jeez.
So
still?
No. It got fixed.
All right.
But there was like 3 days when I couldn't shower.
Well, I remember that time that your toilet was broken.
Oh,
you guys had to use a bucket of water. I mean, it's just
a bucket of water pissing, you know?
How old are you? 32? 33?
32.
You can't be living like this anymore.
You can't be living like
this. I'm sure you're going to want to get married, have kids. Are you saving? Like, here's the deal.
What's
my question. Besides paying for Scrap, besides being his
lifeline,
his life support, saving money for like a big down payment on something?
Am I saving money for a big down payment?
Are you saving money? I want a little financial talk from your
end. Talk? I've got some money saved.
Because you've got a good job. You've got a pretty good job.
Decent job.
You work 40 to 50 hours a week.
Sometimes.
Benefits.
Health insurance. I got to go to the doctor.
You got to go to
the
doctor. What's wrong with you?
No, just do like a little health check.
Little,
how's your father?
Get this. You know why the doctor asks you to turn your head and cough?
What's that?
So you don't cough in his face.
That's pretty good.
That's right. Right?
Yeah,
why would you?
But when you ask that question, it's like, why is he cupping your balls?
To feel if you have like a hernia, I think.
A hernia.
Yeah. Have you
done? I don't think that's the case. I don't think he's looking for a hernia.
Yeah, because you turn your head and you cough, and then they feel for like a, I don't know. I haven't done an exam in a while. I need to.
The last two times I went to get a checkup, I've had a women doctor.
Yeah. Did you? What? How much time were you trying to be like? Don't get a bone.
Well, they weren't like attractive women, but the thing was is that
anybody,
the whole time I was thinking, I was like, this is going to be awkward.
The cat.
This is going to be awkward. This is going to be awkward
right.
when I'm dropping my pants and she's checking me out. She's asked me to turn my head and cough. Both times, she didn't do that.
She just had you cough?
No. She just didn't do that part of the thing.
Hmm.
So I'm wondering, I'm like, is that becoming a standard practice now where they don't do that?
Maybe they don't need to.
Maybe that's something that like could be worked out.
Like
in
an old wives' tale or something
that. That's an old school tactic, you know? When's the last time you were at the doctor?
It's been like a year.
All right, that's not
something
bad.
Like that.
How long's the last time you had insurance?
I have insurance now.
You have insurance.
I've had insurance for the past like 3 years.
Through
myself.
You.
Yeah, I had. There was a point where I was like 3 or 4 years without health insurance, and you know, knock on wood. We got a caller.
We got a caller.
I get so excited when we get callers. All right, hold on, caller. We're gonna ask. Right, caller, you're on the air.
Hold on, wait a second. Caller, you're on the air. Caller.
Oh, there you go.
Caller, you're on the air. Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Yeah, it's Tom Brookings. It's one lady out there. It's a hernia that they're looking for.
They are looking for a hernia.
It's definitely looking for hernia. That's what they're down there for. That is not for fun.
It's not for fun. I always thought it was for fun. Here's my question, though. Why the last two times I went in, they don't do it anymore?
I don't know. What do your balls look like?
I mean, they're normals from what I could tell, but I don't know.
Maybe she doesn't agree.
Maybe she doesn't. Maybe she just doesn't want to go down there.
Tom from Queens, let me ask you a question. When you go to the doctor, have you ever experienced whether it be a male doctor or a female doctor, a slight erection from the fondling? Not, I wouldn't say fondling. That's the wrong word. But the examination of your downtown area.
No. I got the opposite problem. I'm all shriveled up.
All shriveled up. That's even worse. Then you're not representing yourself in the right light.
No, I always feel bad about that. I always feel bad about myself after that.
Do you ever make like a little joke and be like, this does not represent me?
No, I just told them I'm scared.
I'm really scared. They've really shriveled up on us. So, Tom, what's going on, man?
Nothing. I tuned in for the financial advice. I was hoping that was coming soon because I want to know how to invest in my stocks and bonds.
All right, what are you looking to invest in? That's what we're here for.
Listen, I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to make millions.
All right, what do you want to sell?
I'm looking to you guys for advice.
What do you want to sell?
I don't know. I'm looking at, that's what I'm looking to you guys for.
Well, what are you an expert in? Like, what can you sell to me that I would be interested in buying?
No, I'm not an expert in anything. I want to get rich.
But, all right, so there's your first problem, is that you need to research and find out what interests you and what you think you'd put your money into, where you would know enough to be able to sell it or be able to, like, research it and understand it to get money from it.
But that's what I'm telling you, that I'm interested in making money, and I'm looking at you guys to help fill in those blanks.
So you're just interested in money making. So why don't you invest in money? Why don't you invest in something like, you know, like the Dow or something along those lines? Just bing,
no,
bang,
I
boom.
I want to do that. I want you guys to tell me how to do that.
All right. This is what I want you to invest in. Rice. Rice.
All right? What is that?
Rice.
Money.
Yeah, totally. Mice. Now I want you to invest in mice.
Well, this was really helpful. I want to thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem, buddy. Thanks for calling,
Tom. Have a good night.
All right, take care, Tom.
What are you doing over there?
I'm looking for a
way of talking to the microphone.
Just relax.
I like Tom. He's a good man.
He's a really good guy.
Do we know him?
He sounded familiar.
Yeah?
Tom from Queens. I would say
what's that?
Rice is, yeah, it's true. Rice is probably a valuable
commodity, you know?
Commodity. I've been watching a lot of videos, and I really think the Chinese are going to take over the world.
Yeah,
they you are. Watch well, these acrobats. So you watch these like,
acrobats.
These Chinese acrobats. These kids that are just so like skilled and honed. Maybe they're just training their people like robots. But I'm a little not scared, but just I'm aware.
You're aware.
You watch some of these Chinese acrobats. Or do you see that video of the seven Chinese girls that were like 5 years old playing guitar?
What were they and actually like, Chinese or Korean?
They might have been Korean.
Korean. They're like really into it. You know, they're like really into like that whole group mentality too.
Right. What do you think about do you think North Korea and South Korea are going to blend?
I really don't care.
I don't care either.
I don't care either. I have a video for you. Well, first of all, I noticed that you put up the other day that you really don't understand that video.
Oh, I wanted to get into this.
I have it. We don't really need to play it.
It's so play a little bit. Like right. Play like a couple.
When I first opened it up.
Hold the phone. Pause it. Pause. All right. Okay, so we're going to ask our listeners, call in and tell us if you like this video.
Found deeming about this video.
It's like the white girl and playing the ukulele. I think
what they find interesting about it is that a white guy and a black girl, or a
white girl and a black
guy play together.
That's what I wanted to say on Facebook, but I didn't want to like...
But then you come off racist.
I come off racist.
But I think the video itself is racist. Because it's a bunch of black guys. If you look at it, it's like a bunch of black guys sitting around going, oh, this girl's got it, y'all. This girl's got it. And it's like,
all right, turn it off. I hate this. It's so bad.
Oh, if you listen to it.
And then she gets into that rap section.
She does it terrible. She's sweating her ass off.
I like Michael Fenty and Spearhead. Oh, yeah.
You know she's sweating her ass off.
Yeah.
But when I listen to this,
right, turn it.
When I listen to this,
just turn it off.
I was like, what am I looking at? Like, I just wanted, like, I was expecting someone to come up and grab the ukulele and smash it.
Yeah.
Like, I was just waiting for that.
When the guy's like, oh, it's the grand finale right here, these people don't know each other. I was like, that's New York, asshole.
I know, like, that's the biggest thing. Why is everyone making this out to be like, this is the culmination of New York?
This is the melting pot. It's this subway right here.
It's nothing. I didn't see anything. It's just a bunch of people.
And then this promoter guy who's, you know, the hustler. Oh, turn it off. This makes my soul cringe. It was like more people shared this video on Facebook and people that I thought like had good taste. And they're like, oh, watch this. Made my day. I was like, how many
views it has right now?
It's probably got a 1,200,000.
It has 820,000. 820,000.
Terrible.
Who's that? Just find out who that is.
I think it's my...
I'm going to stop this because this is awful. I do have another video I want to play. And this one's happened this week, and it's just like watching it scares the hell out of me. Right. I think this one would really scare the hell out of me if it happened to me. Because there's so many factors in this video that are just frightening.
I love that we're playing videos on a radio show.
We're going to talk about them.
Real quick, before you play that... yeah, I know that video. This is a good show. It's a really
good show.
We watch videos on a radio show.
What do you got?
So we got a listener out there in Colorado that says the show is not coming through. What? But I know that people are listening because we have, I won't say how many. It's up in the upwards of the thousands right now. But call us. Let us know
that it's coming through. 646-915-9228.
Let us know how the audio is.
I mean, Tom just called. He sounded like he was listening to us fine. Yeah. So call us and let us know what you think. And then what you think about this girl, like playing in the subway with some kind of drummer and everyone making out to be a huge thing. Ugh. I didn't get it. You didn't get it.
I hated it. I was like, this is terrible.
But because you hated it, I think I love it now. I want to watch this video.
All right, why don't you give a little description of this video before you play
it? All right, all right, fine. So this girl is like some British girl is on a vacation. No. In Africa.
Right.
And she decides that she's going to jump off this...
she bungee jumps.
Yeah, I can't remember what bridge, but some bridge on like the Zambia River.
Yeah.
Which, if you watch it, we got a call right now, but if you watch it, it brings into the Victoria Falls, which is the biggest waterfall in the world.
In the world. All right, we're going
to... Take the caller, and then we'll get to video. We're all jammed up right now. All right, caller, you're on the air. What's going on? What's up?
It's Plan B.
What's up, Plan B?
What's going on, guys?
How's your recording going?
Oh, it was great. It was great.
That's nice.
We just had to do the obligatory, like, post-recording drinks, you know?
Nice.
I like it. Did you get trashed?
I'm getting there for sure.
Nice. How has your New Year been, and what are your New Year's resolutions?
It's a good one.
Oh, my God. New Year's resolutions. You know, I didn't want to make New Year's resolutions. I really didn't because I never keep them.
It's true.
But I'm trying to just keep, you know, some goals for life.
Mm-hmm. Goals
I'm
for life.
I'm trying to do a show. You know, I'm trying to do a one-woman show just to make that happen.
Is that happening? Do we have a date on that yet?
Yeah, it's going to happen.
No date yet.
I don't have a date.
You don't have a date? We should probably find you some guy. 646-915-9228. Call up. We'll give you a date with Plan B McGee.
Yeah, I'd love a date. Yeah.
I know you would.
I'm not going to make that a resolution. That's just going to happen.
All right, so tell us a little bit about this. I don't know if you're at liberty to talk about this recording that you just did. Plug it a little bit.
It was a musical called The Prince and the Pauper, based on the Mark Twain novel. It was not very exciting. It was just, you know, this composer has gotten a grant to put all of her recordings, or all of her musicals down on recording, so.
Ugh, what composer?
Lucky
I gotta pull teeth with her. Liz Suedos is the composer's name. Gosh.
She is awful, isn't she?
She's terrible. All right.
Plan B, before you go, because I know you want to get back to drinking and find a date, but before you go, I want you to sum up Bradley's wedding, because we didn't get to talk to you last week, and we only talked to ourselves, and I haven't seen you since, Sum up Bradley's wedding in like one sentence.
It was the wedding from hell.
Oh, damn. Is that because you really honestly just wanted to be with him yourself?
Oh, good.
No, what? Everyone wants that to be the truth, but it's not. I'm sorry. I will keep disappointing people and saying that I'm not attracted to Bradley.
But he's such a stunning man.
It was a wonderful day. It was one of those occasions that, like, makes you feel lifted and happy for days and weeks afterwards. It was so much fun. I connected with everybody that was there. We had a Pink Floyd sing-along. I don't know if you remember.
I remember pretty well. I was pretty drunk, but I do remember. I remember singing my heart out that night.
Dude, we sang our heart out. We had a Pink Floyd sing-along at the New Moon Cabin.
The New Moon Cabin.
It was the perfect weekend. It was perfect.
I
wouldn't change a single thing. It just was done.
How'd that night end? I don't think I saw you that night. How'd that night end?
You don't need to know about that.
No.
I think two of our favorite listeners found love.
Oh,
in a hopeless place.
Oh, shit. It's good. It's all good.
Nobody needs to know how that night ended for any of us.
No, not for anybody.
There was a lot of hookups that wedding.
I bet there were.
All right,
it was cold up there.
It was really cold. All right, Plan B McGee, we're going to let you go.
Good call, Plan B.
All right.
We'll get you in.
Have a good show. I'm sorry that my subletter host.
All right. Sorry. We'll get you next time.
Bye, guys. Right, love you.
Love you, too.
All right, later. All right, so... This girl jumps off the bridge, bungee jumping off the bridge, right? So she's jumping off the bridge, and it's into the Zambezi River or something like that, which goes into Victoria Falls, the biggest waterfall in the world, right?
Crocodile infested.
So she's like, at the extension of the bungee, right? 7 stories above the water.
Wow.
So, and then she takes the plunge.
I can't believe you're playing this video.
Why not? I think it's amazing, but I also find it interesting. This is what I want to show you that I find interesting. So she goes, she's jumping. Yay. Everyone's really excited, and then all of a sudden, oh shit! It snaps. And I want you to show you, like, real quick. I know nobody's watching, but watch how fast the end of the thing that snaps hits the water. It hit before she goes in.
Jeez.
And then these are her friends videotaping. The thing snapped. They're cursing. They're not doing anything.
Oh, turn it down. It's too loud. Too loud. Too loud. Too loud. Too loud.
Oh my fucking god.
Oh my god.
I'm a cult. I'm a cult.
They're cursing, but they don't do anything.
No. Well, I think some people might be doing stuff, but
nobody's doing anything.
They're 500 feet up.
They're screaming to her. What is that going to do?
Turn this off. This is terrible.
So as you can see,
she's floating down towards the river. She's heading
into the rapids.
I feel like they should have a support vehicle down there just in case. All right, turn this off.
I don't understand why they bleeped it all, though. Whatever.
They should have a support boat down there just to catch anybody.
I'm sure they will now.
Yeah.
And this made like international news.
How many views does that have?
This one has, I think this one's a... This only has 308 views. I'm sure this is a
repost
sub video.
Yeah. Don't you hate that people like reposting YouTube videos?
Shit.
What do you think about this whole SOPA?
I find it interesting.
Fire tonight.
You are on fire tonight. SOPA is interesting, and then I think the most interesting thing about SOPA.
For those of you who don't know, it's the Stop Online Piracy Act.
Continue. Look at you. Good. All right, tell me about it.
I don't know too.
You know enough about it. You know the name of it. So just, let's talk about it.
Nukes. I know that it's companies like the motion picture industry, things like that, like basically people putting clips of like a TV show or something on YouTube or
pictures, music. It's pretty much taking something on the internet and posting it on your own site. So like Facebook would be a huge problem.
Right. Like posting videos of like things. Hey, we like this. This is how you get all these shares.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, did you hear that Facebook, Google, and somebody, maybe Amazon or somebody else, are trying to have like a blackout day where they're like, screw you guys. We're going to shut down our, you know,
See, are they for it or against it?
Against it.
They're against it, yeah, because that would destroy them.
Oh, yeah.
And then also, so I find the biggest interesting thing about it is that GoDaddy.com, we're for it.
Right.
What are you doing?
Just don't worry about it.
Who's talking?
I'm listening to you.
So GoDaddy was for it, right? So they came out for the whole SOPA thing.
Mm.
Reddit, have you ever gone to Reddit.com?
I'm on Reddit all the time.
All the time, me too. Anybody out there? I think Giggles is low, middle class, high class. That's pretty good.
That ain't bad. Oh, God, sorry.
Turn that off. I got blood from a stone once. So go back to that. I want to read the post that people are saying about the show. Go back to that. So I see brains, eat brains. Teabag, dick now. Got a dick later, please. I got blood from a stone. It was messy. I think Giggles is low, middle, high class.
I like it.
So Reddit was all pissed off. So they were like, go against GoDaddy.
Right.
Like, bring GoDaddy down. And I think something like 100,000 people took their thing out.
Switched their domain name, yeah, or something like
so
that.
So it made GoDaddy say, we're not against it anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, cash is king.
Cash is king.
It's like
but
Netflix.
The interesting thing is that this online group said, we're going to team up against this and really make a stand for it. So, like, people are actually making a stand for it. Except that Reddit is easily influenced. There's actually been a lot of things where Reddit has people have gone online and used it. Companies have gone online and used it to their advantage. They've gone online and posted things, and people backed them to get them to do, like, group against something.
How does that – I don't get – because I watch Reddit.tv a lot. I all love right. it because it's – supposedly it's, like, the best of the web. It's like, all right, check this out. You know, and I love the captions. But how do those videos – how does Reddit work? It's amount of people that send something in, and it's the top shares or something?
I'm not
– You don't
know. I don't know exactly
we
how
don't
that
know
works.
Anything.
I know there's, like it or hate it. It's kind of like Dig, I think,
no.
where, like, you like something enough, and it becomes top page.
Gotcha.
But I don't know what subpages there are or anything like that. But I know if, like, you like something enough, it'll get to the top of the page. Mm. And I think, D&G, we should put something out where we can get top of the Reddit.
Oh, totally.
We should do that.
Totally.
We should do
two
that.
Two guys who sort yeah. of know a little bit about what they're talking about.
No, nothing.
nothing. Nothing. And beg people for callers.
Beg. And then we get nothing. 646-915-9228. We got, like, another 15 minutes with people here.
Man, don't talk about the time.
That's all right. What
sorry,
are you
you
do?
Look good right
you
now.
Look really
I'm feeling good. Really
you're relaxed.
Relaxed.
But you really Aerosmithed the mic and
it's
you
true.
Brought
it's,
it back.
It's,
you got it up against
this,
your nuts.
This mic stand is checking to see if I have a hernia right now. That's how close it is. I do want to send a special shout out.
Oh.
A special shout out. I got my wedding pictures.
Ah.
Last night.
From wedding pictures.
Katie Osgood Photography.
She's a good girl.
She's good. You know what? A pro.
She's a pro.
I went through this a couple times. I cried a little bit.
Oh,
a couple times I laughed.
Laughed.
And I was like, you were a pro.
You
I went through
pro.
Like 1,200 pictures last night. And I was like, this is amazing. She's good.
She's good.
She's
and
good.
What did you learn from her as a photographer yourself?
Good question. Good question. I feel like there's a consistency. You know, like a consistent. Well, like,
you don't have a consistency.
No. I do have a consistency. But like there
you
was
shoot
just,
well.
I shoot well. I shoot really well, but she just captured it. Like
she got it.
Mrs. Giggles wanted good pictures for the wedding. That
was
like, I want.
Was she
good
worried
pictures.
About it?
She wasn't worried about it. No, because I was like, I'm gonna get the best, and I think the best right now is Katie Osgood.
Osgood Photography. What's her website?
KatieOsgood.com, I think.
Well, I caught you on the spot, I guess.
OSG
Magic Hat
OOD. She's actually leaving tomorrow for India to shoot a wedding.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. So don't rob her place. I don't think that anybody.
She's does. Going to India for a wedding. That's
yeah.
pretty nice.
Yeah.
Here's something the other day. Someone said something to me, and I was just sitting there, and I was like, I hate when people use, like, phrases, like cliched phrases.
Mm-hmm.
What are some phrases that you really hate?
I don't know if I hate phrases. I hate Ty Pennington.
Who?
Ty Pennington. Move that bus. He's like the coked out Home Depot guy.
He's the guy who fixes your house.
He fixes
your
house.
That's not a phrase.
I know. I just, he's been on.
I hate when people say, at the end of the day. I really like, at the end of the day, I think what matters is blank, blank, blank.
Hmm.
Can't stand that.
Can't stand it. I wish you would have pre-showed me on some of these. So
maybe we'll talk about it next week. Whatever. 646-915-9228. Phrases you can't stand. Look at this. What's this?
You got an instant message?
I also hate everything happens for a reason.
That's that. You know what? That was one of my dad's favorite phrases.
Really? Yeah. Go figure, right?
Shit. How you? You know, we didn't get into it. We did get into it.
What's that?
But
I'm listening.
No.
Go ahead.
You know,
you're about to get emotional. What?
No, I'm not about.
No, let's get deep. You said you wanted to like let's share.
Let's just connect. You know? Do you have those days when you miss your dad? Look, here's the thing. Here's why I'm asking this. Because Mrs. Giggles is really big into The Bachelor right now. And The Bachelor Ben, and I will not act like I know too much about this.
The Bachelor bandwagon.
His name's Ben.
You know about that.
I know Ben. He's from Sonoma County, California. If we got any lady listeners out there, call in. Tell us your Bachelor. Who do you think's going to win
The Bachelor? I know nothing about The Bachelor.
I know so much.
You want to talk about The Bachelor, I guess.
So Ben from Sonoma County, wine country or whatever. Sonoma, California, and he's this winemaker. He's on The Bachelorette last year.
Does he look good?
He looks really good. He's cute. He's got like the parted hair down the side.
Tell me what you think he looks like.
A little shape, like a little scruff, you know?
On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you rate him?
Like a 7.5.
Why? Give me his attributes.
Just not really my type. Not really my type.
Isolate this.
But listen, here's the thing. He's got – this is – I want to put yourself in this situation.
Okay.
He's got 25 girls that are all begging for his change.
But are they begging for his change or are they begging for airtime?
Airtime. Well, a little bit of both. I think this is all like – they're all actors, you know. Like one of them says like executive assistant. But really, they're an actor. They're
actress.
A model. Yeah. You know.
They might as well just say waitress.
It's true. Well, there's a VIP cocktail waitress who's stirring up the pot right now. But anyways, he lost his dad a few years ago, 5 years ago.
Okay.
But it's all they ever talk about. It's like, dad, this. It's like you and me, that one show.
When I try to get you to cry.
You try to get me to cry. But like it's the sappy music successful. Plays. They did these home videos on this one date, and the girls, they were crying, and then they started making out. And I was like, you know,
But is that a surefire win to make out? Like, yeah, you start talking, you showing your
show
depth.
Show a little emotion. You
show some depth.
You cry a little bit.
Shed a tear. Girls
you're in.
Love it.
You're in.
They love it. If you show, like, a little depth to yourself,
yeah.
a little heartfelt moment, that's all they want.
Just let them in a little.
They want you to break for them. They want you to tear down your wall.
I can change you.
I can change you. I can make you better. Ugh. I can make you better.
Gosh.
So... What you had this thing you were talking about? Have you think about your dad?
They were doing all this sappy music, and I was like, "Come on, guys!" It was like this is this all that this guy has to offer right now? Is his like his wine business and his dead dad?
Dead Dad's Club.
Dead Dad's Club.
We should reach out to him.
I think it's already over.
Oh, so what's your point? That's just where you're going with this. You've been thinking about your dad lately.
A little bit. It would have been nice to have him at the wedding.
You the interesting thing as pretty much your right hand man at your wedding.
You
pretty much. I mean, you had a best man.
You weren't the best man.
I know I wasn't the best man, but who's the one who got you up from your nap? Who was the one that was right by your side the entire fucking time?
You did get me up from that nap.
And then your sister, I think it was your sister, gave you a pin with a picture of your dad on it.
It was Mrs. Giggles.
It was Mrs. Giggles, and you're like, I don't want to wear it. You were like, I can't figure out where to wear it. And she was like, you're not going to wear it? And you were like, no. And I was like, put that thing on.
I put it on the inside of
my
jacket.
I know you did. I know. But you weren't going to do it.
No, I was. I was.
You weren't. I had to make you do it.
You did not. Right?
I did.
You had a good time at that wedding.
I had a good time.
A really good time. I could show you a couple pictures.
We'll show some pictures
Scrap
after.
Looking like a monkey. He has his way of like just looking like a monkey.
Oh, so you remember we were in the car. Mm-hmm. I don't remember where we were going, but he knocked off the rearview mirror, which he claims was like a little slight tap.
It was an accident. For those of you who don't know, Scrap has borrowed my car, Dave's car, the Hole's car, but he does this where he'll drive it and he won't fill it up. He's that guy, you know?
When he does, he'll put like $5 of gas in.
You know, yeah. He'll leave it messy. He'll let it break down and be like, oh, sorry, dude. I had to go. You got to get your battery jumped.
You got
to
get it jumped.
Yeah.
So he knocked off my mirror.
Your
right?
rearview mirror.
Rearview mirror. So yesterday we were like, all right, we got some time. Let's fix this mirror. So we go to Pep Boys or something, and we buy the mirror thing.
The glue?
The glue, right? So I do all this stuff, and I put it up there, and I get it up there, and I get that little piece. It says to keep it there for a half an hour. We're driving around, and I stop and get gas, right? I go in, and I come back out, and he's sitting there hanging his head in shame. And he's like, I tried to put the mirror up, but it instantly fell.
He's the worst. He's like a little kid.
Everything he touches.
You can't really hit him because he's got special needs. You know, it's like that kid that you're like, oh, I just want to hit you.
But I can't.
You can't.
But I can't.
Man. How much money do you think over the years that you guys have known us? You guys have known each other for a few years.
More than half my life.
More than half your life. How much money do you think, I won't say he owes you, but that you've definitely given to him?
I don't think I can put it in numbers.
No.
It's high, though.
But, like, you could have had a kid for that money.
Sure.
And he is probably your kid, but he's never going to do anything for you.
Never. No. Never.
He's the worst.
Shit.
He's a good guy.
He's a great guy.
Not really a shooter.
Oh, Jesus. We're getting too inside. We need to bring
too
it
inside.
Out.
We're going to bring it out.
We're going to bring it out.
It's always good to scrap bash, though.
It's good to scrap bash. We got to get him on the show one of these days.
No, it's terrible.
It's terrible. Let's see. I got some other notes. You got any notes or anything or nothing? You got nothing.
I did have something I wanted to talk about.
What? Nothing?
You
had nothing.
That's about it.
So, I mean, we got like 10 minutes left. 646-915-9228. Give us a call.
Call us and send us out right. We want to hear about your new year.
Send us out right?
Send us out right.
So, like a week or so ago, Stairway to Heaven turned 40.
If you're going to talk about music, I probably don't know anything about
it. Nothing.
Nothing. So, nothing. You're like talking to a brick wall.
I read this article about it, and it was like, I think at the 40-year mark, it's time to retire. Stairway
and
to Heaven.
She's buying him the
stairway. Would you think that was a right move? Like, you'd be like, all right, it's played enough, let's retire it.
Retire it?
Just don't play it anymore.
Yeah, I was a big fan of Kansas's Carry On My Wayward Son.
Yeah.
And then every time I hear it on Q104.3, I'm like, come on, guys. Really?
Let's retire it.
Like, Kansas. They're done.
Kansas. They're just done. Retire all of Kansas.
You know I've seen Kansas in concert. Like,
in
three
Kansas?
Times. Three or four times.
Shit.
I used to work at a horse racing track where I get the...
You used to work at a horse racing track?
For 6 years.
What did you do at a horse racing
oh
track?
Oh, my gosh.
In Florida.
It was the best job ever. It was from January to April. In Florida, Saturdays and Sundays from like 11 to 6.
11 to 6.
We got fed. We drank sodas. We listened to music. We played music. We were outside.
You don't like music.
We're betting on horses. We got like
you were betting on horses?
REO Speedwagon
came
in.
What was your big
win? I won like $20 once.
Oh, that's not bad.
REO Speedwagon.
REO Speedwagon.
Peter Frampton.
Frampton.
Brian Adams.
Brian, this is the 90s, I'm assuming then, right?
Yeah, we had Journey, but not with Steve Perry.
Post Steve Perry. We had like Asian Steve Perry.
We had Creedence Clearwater Revisited.
CCR.
Revisited. Not Revival, because one of the guys died. Who was that? John Fogerty?
No, Fogerty's still alive.
Who was the other guy? And then, who?
I don't know.
But it was those bands that like one of the members had died, and then...
you just don't know.
They just changed the name. Foghat.
So are we just going to list off bands that you once listened to?
Who's those two gay guys that sing together? Here I am, the one that you... Air Supply.
You keep singing, though. I like what you sing. I'm getting requests for you to sing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Air Supply was there.
All these bands, you could probably put in an argument that they should be retired.
You know what? No, they're making money. What else do they got to do?
Nothing.
What would you do if you didn't edit?
I'm just talking about playing them on air. They should be retired.
Well, there comes a point where there's... Classic rock is like there's no classic rock anymore. Like Q101.9.
Yeah,
now this is like a news.
It's news.
Sold out.
I know.
That was one of the best stations.
It was something. It was 90s for a little while.
Do you think FM radio is dead?
FM radio is close to being dead.
The best thing about FM radio is NPR.
And even then, NPR could be such a drag. Are you playing footsies with me?
Playing a little footsies.
NPR can be such a drag.
Like, sound check's all right.
There's, I will give credit to NPR. They do good journalistic news. I like their stories. Why can't they just get a little bit more lively?
If we could produce our shows like NPR, like actually have a story, actually have sound bites, we might be big.
You want sound bites? I'll give you sound bites right now.
Give me a sound bite. Did you get any sound bites?
I played videos, didn't I?
You played videos on a radio show. That is not good radio. No, listen to this. So listen, there's this video, and this girl is jumping off the bridge.
You are really dumb.
Dave's Subway Adventures.
I'll play all day long. You want another one? I'll give you another one.
Giggles. Poetry. Corner.
You like that one.
Who did that? Who's that audio?
That's me.
That was you?
That's me. You want to hear it again?
Yeah.
Giggles. Poetry. Corner.
It is good.
It's good, right?
It's really good.
Dave and Giggles.
Week
in review. Week in review.
You got to do more sound bites. These are great. These, I love these.
Hey, dude.
Who is the Jude of the Jay?
That's pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are good. You got to do more of them.
Yeah. And then we got a whole bunch of commercials. I got the soundboard up. Yeah, I got the soundboard up. Shit.
We should probably end this.
We should end this.
We should end this.
It was a good show. I could sit and talk for hours more, but you don't could. Listen. You look good.
You look really good.
So I squinty at, like an Asian.
Oh, some guy got fired from McDonald's for calling somebody chinky eyes. Said, no, seriously. He was like, I don't know if it was McDonald's somewhere, but he referred to an Asian customer as chinky eyes. And they said something to the manager, and the guy's fired.
Shit. So, chinky eyes.
So
don't say chinky eyes, I guess.
Really quick, before we end this, bullying. There's been a lot of things online right now, Facebook, kids committing suicide,
shit like that.
But, like, I feel like, and I see a lot of it, it's like bullying. The Tennessee passes, or is trying to pass a law right now.
Okay.
Some asshole in Tennessee is trying to pass a law where it's okay to bully a gay kid. Because
what?
No, it's Tennessee, and they're saying it's okay to bully gay kids because it's your religious belief that you think it's wrong. So it's okay to bully them and be like, what you're doing is wrong, and you're going to go to hell and things like that because you have these personal convictions.
What about, I mean, they can't physically bully.
No, but verbally. It doesn't have to be physical.
Well, then you could turn around and probably do that about, like, fat. Because, like, if you're a fat kid, you could probably pick on them because they're unhealthy. And there's no real religious thing there. But what about a guy who's eating a pig and you're Jewish? You could be like, you're going to hell, you're eating pig.
And bully him.
Bully him.
It's got to stop. I wasn't a gay kid, but like, soundbite.
All right, go on.
But, bullying, whether you're straight or gay, still sucks. You know what I'm saying? Like, still sucks. And
totally.
These kids that are committing suicide.
Were you bullied as a kid?
A little bit.
You were bullied as a kid.
A little bit. But not enough.
Everyone's bullied as a kid.
Right. But I didn't have it so excessive to where I wanted to kill myself.
Did you ever want to kill yourself?
No.
Never thought about it.
I mean, I thought about it, but I never was like, no, that'd be stupid. It's the most selfish thing.
What are some things that brought you to the point where you're like, I should do this?
Oh, I felt like one time I didn't have any friends, and I was like, oh, I should just kill myself.
You didn't have any friends?
I was like seventh grade.
And you had no friends?
Well, I had friends, but, like, you had those low moments. Your hormones are all tweaked out, whatever. But, like, given the right, not the right circumstances, but the wrong circumstances, if you don't have a support system around you and you're like, there's nothing to live for, you know.
Totally.
I don't want to say why not, but,
right,
like,
there,
that seems like their only
hope. It's more the parents' problem than it is the bullying problem. Because everybody gets bullied. It doesn't matter how you deal with it and how a community deals
with it. But it's not always
maybe
in private.
Maybe we'll get into this next week.
We should. It's not always
because
in private.
This is the end of the show.
Some people bully in public and people watching.
It's true.
And they don't say anything.
The song's for you, buddy.
Turn a blind eye. Good show.
Idly hey!
Go home.
Silly dad that we have to grow. Living.